Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Just to mention as well, today is World Suicide Prevention Day. When a loved one or friend is behaving in a worrying way, it's difficult to know, I suppose, how to help them, and mental health charities are urging everybody to become more informed on the potential signs of suicide. And yes, there is signs that some may display if they're considering taking their own life, so that you can help your loved one or the friend or somebody that you know to move away from suicide and towards hope. And to give us a bit more information on that is Carmel, who's from SOSAD, Ireland Save Our Songs, Our Sons and Daughters. Carmel, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Carmel, do you think it's easy? They say, from what I remember in research, that people who sadly take their own lives decide to do it roughly 20 minutes before they do it, if you know what I mean. That it's only a flash decision rather than reaching out for someone to talk to. Is there outward signs that we can spot coming up to that point?
I think it's very difficult. And I actually think, you know, it differs from person to person. I wish there was a list. I wish there was a list that we could put out there and say, look for this, and we could stop all suicide. Unfortunately, that's not the case. I don't know about the statistic you just threw out there. I'm not too sure. But I know.
I may be slightly inaccurate, but I do remember hearing it many years ago that many of the cases of people who had taken their own lives, that the decision, it's not something that had built up for it. It was 20 yeah. minutes beforehand they had made that decision. So it happens in a very short, brief moment of time.
Yeah. I mean, so that's true. So, but sometimes it can be like pre-planned. Somebody can have this in their mind for a long time and put a lot of things in place before they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Others can be, like, it can be spur of the moment, or maybe as a result of like addiction or alcohol abuse or something, and people feel a bit braver and they do things they wouldn't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose, look, today is it's about awareness, and the message would be, please, you know, pick up a phone. There's so many organisations you can call. It's not just SOSAD, any organisation. Pick up the phone and talk to someone, because I think by talking, it does help. It really does help. We're never going to stop suicide.
No, sadly not.
Yeah, sadly. But certainly we can go a long way, literally by being there at the end of the phone and, like, listening to someone talk.
And what's important here is that you've mentioned before that therapists say that most people, you know, who talk about suicide don't want to die. And most people probably who take their own lives don't want to die. It's the last option. You know, and it should never be the first option. For people listening, if you're ever in that position, please reach out and talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. Because I know I've been there 4.5 years ago. So for everybody, it shouldn't be the first option. So we need to reach out and talk. Do we have enough services out there? Well, clearly we never have enough services. But, I mean, do we have services out there for people to reach out to? And are those services working well?
I think they are, and I think that's a very good point. I think there's an awful lot of services out there that people actually don't know about. That's the sad part.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It would be great to get kind of TV advertisement and stuff like that, like the way we did with the road traffic accident to do the same suicide. Because in fairness, when you go look for help, there is a lot of organisations in the different counties in Ireland. But it's about having that information on hand. Because when somebody's in distress, it's not, you know, we think, oh, just Google, it's real handy, everything is there. But when you're in distress, that's a mammoth task, do you know?
Absolutely.
So I do think we need more advertising.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the advertising we've had for the last 18 months around COVID here in the radio station, we've had quite a lot of it about vaccines, about phases and planned phases and stages and what to do and what not to do, wash your hands and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if we had that type of advertising in relation to, you know, reaching out for help and contacting organisations, like charities, etc., etc., it could make such a difference to people's lives.
I know, absolutely. And I suppose, look, we're always hearing that, you know, it's a money thing. There isn't the money to do that. But yet the money was there when we needed it.
Absolutely.
And it was absolutely brilliant what the government did. Absolutely fantastic. And it'd be lovely to see that same effort been put into suicide. Well, suicide awareness and prevention.
Yeah, and in your own organisation, SOSAD, and I know you have a helpline number, which I'll give out before the end. But I mean, how many people would you be talking on a daily basis to? I mean, and I know there's many other organisations out there like Pieta House and Samaritans and everybody else as well.
Yes.
But how many people would you be dealing with on a daily basis?
Well, say on a weekly basis, there'll be approximately 650, 700 between our six offices.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a lot of individual counselling hours, and like those counsellors are given their time free, they're volunteering their services. So it's a mammoth.
When we look at the reasons why people would even consider this, is it financial? Is it relationship? Is it grief over somebody passing away? Or, I mean, what are the general, I mean, would they be the kind of in the top 10 of things that people worry about or get depressed about?
Yeah, I think number one would probably be, you know, isolation and relationship.
Okay.
You know, maybe not having that family, that nucleus at home. Definitely that would be huge. Anxiety.
So separation and maybe access to children and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. That's huge. That is huge. And then because of the financial situation where more people are homeless now, and especially with COVID, that really threw, you know, a spanner in the works.
Yeah.
That's been huge. That's huge. If you don't have a home to go to or a family to go to, you know, they're the basics of life, really, having that safety and security.
Mm.
But for so many, that has been taken away. So that's huge. That's absolutely huge. And of course, yes, you're right, financial. People get into financial difficulties and can't see a way out, you know. Well, there's so many reasons. There are so many reasons, you know, and so different for everyone. Yeah.
And of course, you know, again, we say to people, if you find yourself in that situation and you see this never-ending tunnel that you think you're never going to get out of, please reach out and talk to somebody, even if it's a friend. It doesn't have to be an organisation, even a friend, because that was the situation I was in about 4.5 years ago. If it hadn't been for a friend ringing me at 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't know where we'd be today. And thankfully, I'm in a much better place now. So there's always a solution as well. I say, I suppose what we should be telling everybody is there is a solution. There is an answer. You know, treat every day like the next day, if you know what I mean. There's always going to be a solution. And sadly, some people find themselves down that really, really dark hole. And you know, it's a sad place to be. But in saying that, help is available. There's some wonderful people out there who want to talk to you and want to help. And talking does help.
It does. No, it does. Absolutely. It's that voice at the end of the phone. Someone just to listen to you.
So what you're saying is no harm if you think... You see the signs in somebody, maybe they're going to a bad point in their life during a separation or divorce or financial difficulty, and you think they're maybe on the cusp of thinking about something like that. And as a good friend, you might notice that. Just give them a ring and just say, would you like to come out for a coffee? Would you like to sit down and have a chat? Do that in confidence and give them a ring. It's the right thing to do, isn't it? And if we all did that, we'd looked after each other, we'd be in a much better place.
I know, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I think it's that line where we always say to someone, oh, how are you? But we don't really want to hear, do we? Because you know, this, that, and the other. But that, it's taking that 5 minutes, as you said, to actually listen. When you ask a question, listen. You know, and that would make such a difference. Yeah.
Well, look, I just hope even this conversation today, there may be people at home, you know, who'd be in a very bad position. Maybe this conversation today might make them want to reach out and talk to somebody. And if they do, by the way, the So Sad helpline is 041-984-8754. That's 041-984-8754. We'll pop that up on our Twitter account, by the way, as well, and our Facebook account if anyone wants it. Also, by the way, as well, if you want to contact the Samaritans, if you need somebody to listen, the number is 116-123. Listen, I've got to thank you very much indeed, Carmel, and continued success with the organisation. You're doing some wonderful work. Thanks very much indeed.
Right. Thanks, William. Okay.
Bye.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.